That is mischievous, reckless, and misguided yellow journalism. I have actually just finished writing a letter to the Herald and to the Zimbabwe Media Commission. And the Herald story itself says that we speculate, there is the word speculation in that line, we speculate that he is terminally ill, and you say to yourself, surely can a family newspaper report speculation? We are actually taking action regarding that. We are not taking it lightly. We take great exception to that kind of reportage, which is not sensitive to Mr. Tsvangirai and to his family. Like we said yesterday, in Tendai Mgadu was there when I addressed the journalists, that Mr. Tsvangirai is taking a rest on the doctor's orders. This idea of him being terminally ill is mischievous, to say the least. There are others we know who are seeking treatment outside the country. We have never said that they are terminally ill.
When can Mr. Tsvangirai be expected to make public appearances?
I wouldn't say exactly when. I'm not a medical doctor, but I can tell you that I've spoken with him in the morning. He sounded upbeat. His spirits sounded as if they were high. And in my own layman's assessment, I think as early as next week, he could have resumed his political program. But like I said, I'm not a doctor.
For how long has he not been feeling well?
It's for the past 2 days.
Yesterday, why did it take you long to notify the public about his absence?
We didn't take long to notify the public of his absence. We received a call and the crowd had gathered, and Mr. Chamisa actually told the gathering that Mr. Tsvangirai would not make it. And I actually took journalists aside and addressed the press conference, telling them that on the doctor's instructions, Mr. Tsvangirai could not be with us at Zimbabwe Ground.